They hug silently for the longest time, rocking slightly on their feet, her face buried in his chest. No words. None needed. A full minute rolls by, and they still stand together in silent embrace. Finally, he pulls back and takes her face in his hands, and then they are kissing. Kissing like high school kids in the parking lot on prom night. It is hard not to stare, not because of the scene's prurience, but because of its beauty. A soldier has come home in one piece, and this is his homecoming. In the age of the scripted media event, I have stumbled upon just the opposite. Real Americans in the real America. For most of us, America's warrior class remains comfortably out of sight. We go about our busy lives as the warriors fight, and those who love them wait and worry. We vaguely keep track of the bleak numbers. More than 3,000 Americans killed, thousands more maimed and wounded, tens of thousands deployed halfway around the globe. Yet it hardly seems real. Watching the couple, there is no denying reality. As they kiss, the woman's shoulders begin to heave, and you can tell she's crying. Her soldier pulls her back, wiping her tears with his hands, and grins as if to say, "What are you crying for, silly girl? I'm home now." He tosses his duffel over his shoulder and wraps his other arm around his girl. She leans against him, her towering oak. Through the glass doors, they disappear into the sunshine. "Welcome home, soldier." A new chapter. And now a personal note. Like that soldier stepping off the plane into another life, I'm stepping out of one role and into another. Today is my last as an Enquirer staff columnist. I am hanging up column writing to concentrate full-time on book projects. Publisher Brian Tierney and my editors want you to know that I was not a casualty of layoffs or cutbacks or any other fate. The decision was mine alone. Those of you who have been following the last 15 months of my life, in the wake of the surprise success of my book Marley and Me, know I've been trying to juggle essentially two full-time jobs, travel and a family, not always very well. Bottom line, I am spread too thin. There is another reason, albeit a secondary one. I love newspapers, especially this one. I believe in their value and future, but I don't know if I have the fortitude to stomach the dramatic cutbacks they are being forced to make in order to survive. That's not to say I won't try to drop in occasionally with a guest commentary. I also invite you to visit my blog at marleyandme.com. A writer without readers is not quite whole. You, Enquirer readers, have blessed me with the kind of audience every columnist covets. Smart, opinionated, engaged. Right from the start, when I arrived here in 2002, you made me feel welcome. Many of you have come to be my friends. Thank you for inviting me into your homes, your lives, and on the best days, your hearts. It has been an honor.